Blue Jays fans in the city of Toronto are in a state of euphoria. Good morning. I'm Paul Cross with your Boom 97.3 Second News Update. But first, we do a quick check on traffic with our eye in the sky, Evelyn Macko.
Thanks, Paul. Sunrise a little more than 10 minutes ago, so sunglasses for you eastbound commuters. This commute is a home run thanks to the Jays World Series game last night. Lighter than usual traffic everywhere. Not sure if it's because of late night celebrations, but we'll take it. The issue on the eastbound Gardner approaching Parkside is cleared. Hummer with a flat has been towed. Downtown, cleanup continues after the largest party in Canada celebrating the Jays win, and at least one road is still closed. Peter Street by the Skydome. According to the City of Toronto, broken traffic lights along Yonge Street should be working again within the next few hours. There's still a considerable amount of garbage downtown. Just be mindful if you're navigating Yonge Street, anywhere from north of Front to north of Dundas. That's your Boom 97.3 Eye in the Sky traffic report on the Still Morning Zoo.
It's what Toronto and the world are talking about today. The Toronto Blue Jays are the World Series champions.
Nixon bunts. The World Championship banner will fly north of the border. The Toronto Blue Jays are baseball's best in 1992.
That's how it played out last night as the Jays beat the Braves 4-3 to walk away with a win in a best-of-seven playoff series. The Toronto Jays are the only Canadian team to have appeared in and won a World Series. The 92 World Series is also the first World Series in which games were played outside the United States. As you've heard, our Eye in the Sky, Evelyn Macko, report, Yonge Street remains closed for cleanup after over half a million Torontonians took to the streets to celebrate last night. Celebrations will continue on a smaller scale this afternoon around 2 o'clock when the Jays return home. The Boom 97.3 News team will keep you informed as to when the big victory parade is planned. Prime Minister Brian Mulroney used his big guns in Saskatchewan yesterday to wrap up his unity campaign against Reform Party leader Preston Manning with a head-on attack over Manning's recent change of mind.
And repent. It's time for you to repent, Preston. Come back into the tent. We will accept you, even though it's late.
Finally, in entertainment news, American country singer Roger Miller passed away at 56 years of age, most famous for his song, King of the Road. That's your Boom 97.3 Second News Update. I'm Paul Cross. News next at 8 o'clock.
Toronto.